gentlemen, it is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Morning, class.
What are we doing here? Couldn't get a sub?
Hey.
You're hoarse, I'm deaf.
We're an entertainment tornado this month. This is the Hound. This is WFMU. East Orange. We are. Direct from Gogorama. We just stopped at Nathan's.
Got a couple more beers to go. Soggy paper cups.
And we're ready for it. That was Hazel Atkins, Peanut Butter, Rock and Roll. Two great tastes that go great together.
There it is.
The Invaders with Night Ride. The Cyclones with Safety Zone. The Runabouts and Wildfire.
The Cyclones cut goes out to Chris Butler, wherever he is.
And we opened off with Johnny and the Drifters, Rimshot. We rode the Cyclone yesterday. Hey, everybody who went to Gogorama.
Give yourselves
thanks
a
for
big pat
down
on the back. Touch yourself anywhere you like. That was great.
There was an overwhelming success.
I was overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed. Miss Sally, she was the most overwhelming of all.
Will you quit looking so hot, Sally?
Sally, the black hot pants, kind of a classic.
There it is.
Classic look.
It's just a go-go weekend for you, isn't it?
Den Y is here, checking out the latest in rock news, Den.
Two-thirds in the bag here, huh?
You got it? Okay, what do we got for you today? Well, the usual... Tons of scratchy old 45s.
Horse voices and inside jokes, folks.
Horse voices for sure. Hillbilly Hangover, Blues Hangover. We got a good VOM set. We got the return of the A-bomb set by request. We got a vibe report from our very geared up vibe meister back in New York after a summer in rock hell. France and Texas.
Rock
that's
limbo.
Same thing.
Rock.
Same size, France and Texas.
Yeah.
Almost exactly.
Same people. They don't tell you it's the same place. They just, it's a joke they play when you get off the plane. They have, you know, the two accents they tell everybody to do. And mm-hmm. It really is almost the same. And, we got all kinds of stuff. Let's just get on with the show. By request, we got one Big Boy Groves.
Here I sit behind a port wine glass. New car sat and not a drop of gas. Nothing down in 3 years to pay. Sounded like a pretty good deal the other day.
I got a new car.
Since I wrote on that dotted line, I haven't been able to sufficiently dine. Toothpicks and soup ain't much of a meal, and $144 a month ain't much of a deal.
I got a new car.
My car a little over a week, and already it's beginning to rattle and squeak. And what little money I runs across goes in my gas tank and out my exhaust.
I got a new car.
It's a shame to let the man come and take it back. My old lady tried to tell me not to get a Cadillac. Next time I buy a car, I'm gonna get one that I can afford. And when I say afford, I mean afford.
They seemingly never tire of the Lord God. Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
For goodness sake.
Thank you. Relax here, didn't I? What did you expect to find here tonight? Far Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
This is a hit!
I need you, baby. Yes, I need you, baby. I need you,
you, baby, now me, right now. Going down on my knees to pray that you'll come back home someday. I need you, baby. Yes, I need you, baby. I need you, baby, and I'll be right now. Buy you a Cadillac, Coupe de Ville. If you'd only say yes, I will. I need you, baby. Yes, I need you, baby. I need you, baby, and I mean right now. Folks like a comic need a joke, a bat need a ball, like a horse need a stone, a king need a stone, like need a bone. I need you, baby, to call my own. I need you, baby. Yes, I need you, baby. I need you, baby, and I mean right now. Right now. Right now. Right now, right now, I need you, baby, and I mean right now.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was Roy Gaines, Rat Now, Baby. Big Charles Green with Rockin' on the Moon tonight. The Showman with Country Fool. Chan Romero, Hippie Squared Shake. And Big Boy Groves.
Mexican guys and six-string basses.
I got a new guitar. Yeah, good combination.
Yes.
Anyway, got announcements to go through, I guess, to kick start off. Let's see. There's a beer can collectors convention today. The 20th anniversary annual beer can collectors convention will be held at the Sheraton Meadowlands Hotel. And it's sponsored by the Beer Can Collectors of America. The phone number is 721-6744. I got a letter from the Beer Song Collectors of America, who were doing a bar tour of New York this week, but I got the letter so late I sort of missed out on the whole deal.
Yeah. Beer Song?
Yeah, like Beer Jingles? Song. No, just records, R&B records, anything anything about beer. Let's see, tomorrow night over at Z Bar on Avenue A and 13th Street.
Oh, God.
Rock and Roll Pinball Jackpot Jamboree.
Fun never stops, folks.
World famous Blue Jays, the Vacant Lot, and the Pussy Willows.
So big.
Free pinball machines.
Crazy Lou from Vending Times will be holding court at the machines.
Yeah. Sun Ra is over at the Cat Club tomorrow for a swing dance.
W-Stroke Orchestra.
Society Swing Dance. Yeah. Four sets.
Right. We got
Sun Ra the Metal Years, folks, at the Cat Club.
We got a Sun Ra rock and roll record tomorrow. Today.
Tomorrow.
Later today. Tomorrow. What am I talking about? Little Jimmy Scott is at Condon's tonight, 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. That's on 117 East 15th Street.
Recommended by the ESSC.
Yeah, and tomorrow night he'll be there, too. Here's a good one.
Night, man.
How about that? That Empire State Soul Club Bustier.
Yeah, very
relentless
kind.
Self-promotion.
Yeah, had a girl.
We're going to get Sally a Hound Show G-string for next Go-Go-Rama. Okay, here now, the news. That goes a little slow right now. Oh, Pontiac, Michigan. Linda Mae Walker was awarded Samson, a 14-foot Indian python, in a property settlement from her July 18th divorce. But her former husband, Terry D. Warren, wouldn't turn over the snake, so she had to get Circuit Judge Gene Schneltz to give the snake back or go to jail. He was Warren was initially picked jail, but reconsidered when Schnetz told him he'd be there until the snake was returned to Walker. Walker picked up Samson later Wednesday. She was quoted as saying, "I just got my baby home. I love him a lot. I missed him a lot."
I'm sure he missed
Samson
her
appeared
too.
To be happy. He crawled all over her.
Well, you know, the divorce years can be extremely lonely. You need any kind of comfort that you can muster. You know, snakes don't make promises they can't keep, and, you know.
Snakes don't leave you in the middle of the night.
So true.
Snakes don't end up on Guns N' Roses tour bus too often.
Folks, you know, we often talk about the 60s revival here on Radio Hound, but, you know, with us it's the 1860s. And pursuant to that, in Lafayette, New York, a roaming buffalo herd has trampled farmland and frightened school children in this central New York town. The worst damage was reported at John and Don Creason's tree farm, where the buffaloes last week destroyed 241 evergreen trees worth more than $10,000.
I hate when that
quote,
happens.
They reduced them to toothpicks. It looks like a hurricane or tornado came through, end quote, Don Creason said. About 10 buffaloes were spotted Thursday walking in the road toward children waiting for a school bus. The herd wandered into woods by the time something unpronounceable county sheriff's deputies arrived. It's very dangerous, said Peggy Holm, who encountered about 15 of the beasts while driving Thursday down in Lafayette, about 15 miles south of Syracuse. I herded them down the road with my car.
Where do they figure they came from?
I don't know.
That they grew in the sewers or something?
Yeah, people, tourists from South Dakota, they bring those cute little baby buffaloes, they flush them, and, you know, they're hell to pay. They're huge, they're pink-eyed and white.
Teenage Ninja Mutant Bison.
There it is.
Oh, boy.
Should we go on here? I got one.
By all means.
I got to take a breather.
Drug and alcohol abuse desk. Remember the story last week?
This is the drug and alcohol abuse desk.
Of the guy who handed up in the trash compactor.
Is this a follow-up story?
His soul brother, you could say. Nashville, Tennessee. A teenager who fell asleep on the bed of a woman he raped was arrested after the woman escaped with his clothes and called police. Mm-hmm. He had been drinking prior to breaking into the house. He said the suspect broke in through a front window, carried a knife, and robbed and raped the woman. The woman, in her late 20s, waited until her attacker fell asleep, then ran from the room with his clothing. He was still asleep when the patrol arrived.
She really should have taken that opportunity to cut his pecker off.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah, well, maybe somebody, one of his new friends in prison took that opportunity.
But now, wait, we're assuming his guilt here. James E. Winston, 18, who police said was from North Carolina, was charged with aggravated rape, aggravated robbery, and aggravated burglary. He denied he was involved in the crime.
Yeah.
What's the story about Bruce falling, wandering off
those
a balcony in
clothes.
New Orleans and waking up in a mean lesbian's apartment?
Yeah, like a mean lesbian roughneck, like an oil driller's apartment.
Yeah, good thing she worked nights, or you might have.
No, it was so great because, you know, I arrived there, and the last thing I remember before going to sleep, like on Cindy's couch, like, you know, where I was supposed to be, is like, oh, when I wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to have no idea where I am, and that's such a great feeling, you know, because it's, you know. Mm-hmm. And boy, did I not, you know. I was like down a street, man. I was out of hand.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Well,
I did check your refrigerator before I left, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Like that miracle grow, like, you know, bodybuilder stuff.
Oh, not lots of long, like, cucumber-type vegetables and
things like that? No, zucchini.
Frozen bananas, mm-hmm. Zucchini. All right, on that note, I guess we go to Hillbilly Hangover.
Why not? I'm only there.
We need bananas. Kick it off with Don Gibson. Give myself a party. This goes out to Wild Girl, who gave herself and all of us a party last night.
Really? Well, some of us who couldn't get in.
The guy's at the door.
I've got a lot of memories to last me the rest of my life. So if you don't want to love me, baby, that'll be all right. I'm going to take all the loving that I have for you. I'm going to take all. I'm gonna give myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how I used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party.
my birthday with words of I love you. There's lots of things to think about when you're happy, feeling blue. So I'm gonna take all the loneliness, sit right down with the blues. I'm gonna give myself a party and serve old myself a party. Think of how it used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party, just me, the blues.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap. Wow. Then take a nice long sip. Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer. Well, you're thirsty. How about it, folks? Pop a cab and live it up.
I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine than to be at home alone just knowing that she's gone. That would cause me to lose my mind. So freight train blow your whistle, take me far on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
Ferlin Husky, popular Capitol recording star for Schlitz.
Know the real joy of good living.
Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz.
Know the real joy of good living.
Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz.
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Well, I'm just a post on which you lean. After your love, just a go between. Chained to a heart that can't be free. The image of a man I thought I'd be. Alone so long, it's free. Nothing but blue. Things get worse, I can't shake this curse. They'll start dragging forever for me.
Thank you.
cried. Won't go no more. Cause my heart just died at Him's door. Get worse. I can't shake this curse. The limbs start dragging the river for me. Then start dragging the river for me.
And you men, you're holding back, many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old couple burr? Why do you lay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Tonight I'm sitting here alone. My baby, she left me and gone. And that's why I'm all alone. You know, sometimes I wonder why she never left me. And sometimes I wonder why she's gone. Gosh, how the time flies when the one you love's gone. Darling, I want you to know that I still love you. And I hope you hear this song, because I want you to know I still have the picture that you gave me. And each night I take a walk. I walk alone. I pretend that I'm holding your hand, but I know it's wrong. Darling, honey, I miss you so. You know, I wonder why the stars keep shining. I wonder why the moon's shining above. But I guess I'll never know, 'cause my world's ending. Now you're gone. Up at the stars as I walk along, and I think of you in days of long ago. So darling, if you hear my song, please drop me a line to say hello. Make me happy to know that you still care.
Back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. That was today's Hillbilly Hangover with...
Good one.
Hazel Atkins, yeah. I'm Alone, from the Moon Over Madison album of ballads and country songs. Fantastic record.
No lie. Beautiful sounds.
Buy it. Buy two.
Graham Parsons and the Flying Burrito Brothers with Sin City. Digitalized for your listening and pleasure.
Yeah, for your wrist-cutting pleasure.
Yeah, they mixed Chris Hillman's voice down a touch. That was nice.
Yeah, no wonder the hair on the back of my... neck didn't go up.
Furlan Husky, Drag in the River. Jimmy Skinner with Dark Hollow, or as he calls it, Holler. And we opened up with Don Gibson, Give Myself a Party.
Partay.
Yeah.
Partay.
And we got something from the dumpster desk.
Another visit to the dumpster
desk. I'm afraid we do. This is really turning
folks,
into
don't try
a
this at home
thing here. Mm. This is a little more twisted. The last one was... Anyway, Orlando, Florida.
More twisted than the rape thing, Dan?
No happy ending on this
more
one?
More twisted than the last dumpster yeah, okay. Last week.
Last week's dumpster story?
Failed fantasy, they call it here. Orlando, Florida. A man who won $188,000 in Florida's lottery last year will get a pauper's burial after he apparently was crushed to death in a trash bin following a night of drinking.
Folks, it's an epidemic.
Police say Roy Clark...
Of U-Haul fame?
I don't think so. May have spent all his money he won in a Fantasy V drawing, but on Wednesday they were looking for any relatives in case some cash or property remained. Poof, said Orange County Sheriff's Detective Tom McCann.
Poof?
Poof. I guess he just blew it.
Was that?
When Clark's body, compacted by a garbage truck, was found Friday at the Orange County dump, there was less than $10 in his pocket. It was the last of $40 he made the previous day working for a labor pool. Police said they didn't know whether Clark had anything left to show for his winnings. Detectives know that Clark, 39, spent at least some of his money buying rounds of drinks for his friends.
All my friends.
For all his friends. And riding around in limousines.
Wouldn't you?
Anyway, they couldn't find any of this dough. It's all a very strange story. These people that knew him claim that he wasn't a drinking guy. And he also said that he was having some legal problems getting his money, so he may never have even gotten this money that everybody said he blew.
Ooh.
But anyway, doesn't matter now for him.
He's in the landfill now.
He's on the other side. He enjoyed snorkeling and watching National Geographic nature programs.
As do I.
I like to do both simultaneously.
His friend said, I can't see him leaving like that, knowing he wasn't going to come back, like he did. I had a home. He had a home here. Whatever happened to him in that week is the answer.
Well, I guess he had a home in every alley, too. That's really the question.
We got another one from Florida. There's a new newspaper that opened up here, the Informer, which is in Seminole, Florida. Their headline says, Murders, Rapes, Abuse, Drugs, Shoplifting, More. Not a retrospective of summer films, the subheading for The Informer. Fed up with big city newspapers missing all the most sensational crimes, publisher Ray Alden is printing a twice-monthly tabloid listing every local arrest, including those for shoplifting and drunk driving, as well as murder. Quote-unquote, this is going to be a deterrent, said Alden, age 70. What is happening is the great majority of people violating our laws are not known to their neighbors, their bosses, and sometimes even their family. So he's putting up.
So it's like the St. Louis paper, right? Where they
show like the Evening World,
everybody.
Right.
But
they should do that for New York, giant phone book size with photos. And
there was this paper in Virginia called the McLean Providence Journal, and they just had a print of like the police blotter for each week, and you know, buried in between like the wedding notices and you know, the pictures of the way the town used to look. That was always a lot of fun. It's always like construction sites getting ripped off.
Mm. Keeping up with Media Stars of the Year, our Media Star of the Year for 1987, Tracy Lords is getting married.
See, follow up to the news, folks.
The blushing bride will be married. She's marrying the prop man from Crybaby. His name is enlisted here.
He just calls himself Prop Man, I believe.
Oh, Prop Man. Prop Man.
Go, Rama.
I hope he's got some nice props for Tracy.
That's nice.
I wonder what the blushing bride will wear.
I don't know. She's got some nice props for him.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to wear white for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey, all that hiss just went away. How'd that happen?
The air conditioner went off. Folks, we're getting frozen out here. It's really cold.
Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. Coming up, we've got a vibe report, a bomb set, blues hangover, a bomb set. But in the meantime, we're just going to play some more stupid rock and roll records. I like this one by Willie Egan from last week. It's a good one.
Bye.
This is a hit!
Half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Gele dingo da dingo da de dingo dingo gridinge de a de headed on a corner man away for my dear. She left last night, but she'll be back pretty quick. I waited long enough, I guess I'll go home now.
Thank you. Swiss this girl was gone.
You're laughing at me just because I said something stupid?
But the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Okay.
Channel Charm, and you listen to the Hound. WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. That was Doug Somm and the Pharaohs with Johnny Ray's Cry.
Good job, Doug.
Counting backwards, Little Willie Littlefield, Ruby Ruby. That goes out to Alice. Dale Rhodes and the Falcons checking in at 4 o'clock, baby. The Savoys with Yakka Boom Boom. Paul Carnes and Mean Mean Daddy. We opened up with Willie Egan's Don't Know Where She Went. And let's see, we've got a few things. I got to thank Paul... How do you pronounce it? Garlier of Berkeley Heights, who brought us the tape, came all the way for Roscoe's Cocktail Hour.
Oh, yeah.
Bring us the tapes of the Hangover Hop. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Buck.
In 2 weeks from today, Bruce won't be here. You'll be at the guitar show, right?
Yeah, probably.
We'll be telling you more about that next week, but we'll have Sleepy LaBeef here in person for some live mud wrestling.
Cool.
And I'd like to thank the person. I don't remember who gave this to me. I was on stage last night at Go-Go Realm. I got this How to Be a Disc Jockey book. I'd like to read to you from it. Reverberation, the echo effect earned by running a source through an extra stage of recording, was very popular with boss jocks of the late 50s and early 60s. It can still be heard in many small market radio stations, but it is rarely heard in a major market radio today. Avoid the cliche production of technique of reverb. It will mark you as small market. One acceptable twist to reverb is to put it on a spot as you play it backwards. It gives you your words a pre-spoken effect that is unique. Ask your engineer to show you how to do it in your production equipment. So I guess somebody was trying to tell me something yesterday. Thank you, Dan. Okay, back to the announcements. The world-famous Blue Jays and what are they calling this thing?
Oh, God.
Rock and Roll Pinball Jackpot Jamboree. That's tomorrow night. It's also, featuring the Vacant Lot, as seen in Go-Go-Rama, and the Pussy Willows.
Go-Go-Rama-Lama-Ding-Dong.
Z-Bar, that's on Avenue 8 at 13th Street, starts at 9 sharp, $5. Sun Ra and his Cosmic Orchestra Sunday, also tomorrow, at the Cat Club for a dance party.
Oh, it's a cavalcade of entertainment
there
tomorrow.
There it is. All relatively close, geographically speaking. Can we look forward to a power assist tomorrow night?
To what?
A power assist?
From Roscoe, yes.
Yeah. Hydroelectric.
I don't think he's going to be able to bring his new Firebird because it's too big for that stage. It's gigantic.
It's too big for that stage, and it has a headstock that's like a mouse trap.
Yeah, he can hurt somebody with it.
Oh, there goes the cold wind again.
He probably will eventually. Let's see. We have anything else we're supposed to be talking about here?
Ourselves, how we feel. Yeah. Go-Go Rama, perhaps?
The usual. we got an obituary. Kennedy Jones, the man who created the what's known as the Chet Atkins picking style, died Wednesday at age 90 of an undisclosed cause. His unique guitar technique, in which a thumb pick and bare fingers simultaneously play melody, rhythm, and bass, he believed to have created it in the early 20s and passed it on to Ike Everly, father of the Everly Brothers, who and to Merle Travis, who actually, I think Merle Travis might have learned it from Ike Everly and Chet Atkins and others, including Carl Perkins and, as it says here, George Harrison and Mark Knopfler, but we won't hold that against them now.
You know, actually does it really well is that guy Richard Thompson.
Yeah, Richard Thompson, the former Sufi, right?
Who knows?
Yeah,
I supposedly saw him in New Orleans once. He was amazing.
Yeah, he was supposedly a former Sufi.
He's a former souffle?
Sufi.
Does that mean that he's fallen?
I don't know. I'm not sure what a Sufi is. S-U-F-I? Anybody?
Well, folks from the We Knew That Already department.
Weird religions.
Officials in this, Toccoa, Georgia. Officials in this northeastern Georgia town have canceled a government-sponsored yoga class, bowing to pressure from protesters who say yoga invites devil worship.
Oh, I always thought it did.
The class, sponsored by the local recreation department, was canceled after city and county commissioners received a number of complaints from church members. The class was to begin Monday. Some felt they were under too much pressure, Mayor Bill Harris said. Philip Lawrence, a local chiropractor, leading the protests, says people who relax their minds by performing yoga are opening the door to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Get hip, folks.
Keep those minds tight.
quote,
we don't.
Tight and closed.
The people who are signed up for the class are just walking into it like cattle to a slaughter, he said. Half of yoga is a branch of Eastern mysticism, and it has strong occult influences.
Hey, speaking of which,
do yoga, go to hell. It's the law. God's law.
Hundreds of voodoo priests and their followers will attend a mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral tonight to honor Ashen, the river goddess of love and pleasure. I swear to God. In fact, there's a follow-up.
Yeah,
can you get to
I've heard of her before.
I feel that I honor her in my own way every day.
It's in one of those papers.
Especially
officially, the mass
the
is scheduled as a commemorative celebration of Cuba's patron saint, Our Lady of Charity de Cuba, according to church officials. But the high mass offered at the cathedral every year on September 8th never fails to attract a large number of quote-unquote voodoo followers and their practice the primitive religion of Santeria. The mass was placed on the cathedral's official schedule by the Spanish Apostolate of the Archdiocese of New York and will begin 7:30 p.m. tonight and be hosted by Francisco Garmendia, vicar of the South Bronx.
Well, you know,
if you like to mix your voodoo with the domina bowl,
yeah.
Well, it's one of those times when you can writhe on the floor at St. Patrick's and not get arrested,
there
I think.
Is.
Yeah.
Stations of the Pentangle. Folks, I think
we
this
should
might
bring
be
the whole gang from last
single,
night.
Single best girl meeting opportunity.
No doubt about it. If you like them covered in chicken blood, just remember Mickey Rourke and Angel Heart.
And
Lisa Bonet. Going at Lisa Bonet with blood dripping off the walls.
So where are we at?
10 minutes to vibe time. I guess I can play a record. One of the all-time great guitar meetings, Wilbur Harrison and Mickey Guitar Baker, recorded in Newark, New Jersey, right next door to us here. Hit it.
This is what it sounds like.
Sounds like Santeria.
and that music, baby, dig that beat. Like a glass of wine, it's so cool and sweet. Get my pulse a pulsing and then my feet always start to do the mumbo shabbit. Man, oh man, that rhythm, listen to that drop. Like a swarm of bees, baby, it's alive. When the joint don't move, you gotta hop and hop. When you start to do the mumbo shabbit, just flip your psycho illy hat and fire, you will call. Blame that thing like a maniac. Baby, let's have a football. Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason Rumba's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best there, baby, mumbo shabbits. Flip your psycho illy act and fire, you will call. Blame that thing like a maniac.
Baby, let's have us a ball.
Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason Rumba's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best. There'll be the dance for you and me. It's the mumbo shabbits, man, oh man. Mumbo shabbits.
Man, oh man. Hound here. WFMU.
Yes, folks, Hound there.
He's orange.
Anyway, that was the Crows' Mumbo Shabbits.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we heard Del Graham with Work With It. Roscoe Gordon, Toro. The most bizarre record on the Sun label. And Wilbert Harrison with Mickey Guitar Baker, Florida Special.
Yeah.
That weird sound in the back is an air conditioner blowing into the microphones.
It's, folks, it is about 35 degrees here in the Aloha Lounge.
Yeah.
We're all breaking out in goose flesh,
yes,
and it's a pretty horrible sight to see.
Yeah.
Around
here. There it is.
So, also we got tomorrow night, the world-famous Blue Jays, the Vacant Lot, the Pussy Willows, Jackpot Jamboree,
yeah,
and Z-Bar.
Courtney Western at the Ludlow tonight.
Oh, really? Courtney and Western. They have a single coming out on the diesel-only label called Hungry Like a Man.
Yeah, well.
Jared's very excited about that. Airline, speaking of Aloha, it's Aloha time. Roscoe.
I'm here.
Hey, guy. How you doing?
What's shaking there?
It's Vibe Report time. You're shaking, we hope.
I knew that.
So where are you?
I'm back at the Pines.
Whoa, first Vibe Report from Tiny Pines in a long time. Could be the last.
It was like 2.5 months or something.
Wow, so you've been having fun since you're back in New York?
Yeah, it's been kind of cool, you know, checking it out, getting reacquainted with a few of the spots. That Wild Girls thing last night was pretty rocking.
Yeah, that was your first trip to Coney Island, right?
Yeah, well, I was there once with Kenny Laguna, you know, like 5 minutes after the cyclone closed, and he was screaming at the guy so hard that we got embarrassed, we had to leave. But that was pretty intense.
The cyclone?
Yeah, that first drop was pretty wild ride.
Yeah, folks, Roscoe and Hound and I tripled up on a cyclone last night. We're the only ones on it.
There's nothing quite like it.
Yeah.
Plus, I like the idea of just walking around with a beer.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the few places where the cops don't care. It was cool. They were giving, like, little sort of piggy front rides on their scooters, the cops were, when I got there for the sound check.
Okay. Only for the girls in the show, I think.
Yeah, little kids, too. You know what cops like.
Yeah. So what's today's vibe, Roscoe?
I don't know. Just sort of that. That thing was pretty great. Who's something going on at Ludlow tonight, did you say?
Courtney and Weston. Is that something? Kind of something? I don't know.
I don't know, but I've been on again, off again thing, so I think I'm off tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Tomorrow night you're on for the power assist.
Yeah, I'm on tomorrow, so.
And save it up and spend it later.
We're on the new Mojo Nixon album. Nice photo of you in the back, extremely drunk looking Roscoe and friends.
Yeah, the photographer was laying on his back on the ground, and that was during our poker party, I think.
You all were kicking him?
Yeah, we were getting ready to throw the blanket on him to give him those anonymous blasts.
Well, yeah, Billy Davis looked like he was having fun.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he knows how to have fun.
He's a pretty good guy.
And he doesn't hurt people usually.
Well, that's good. That's good. I don't think he likes tequila. He's more of a Scotch type dude.
Yeah.
What's with the feedback? I like it.
Is that us or you?
Maybe it's me. I got the little Panasonic thing in here happens to be able to do it today. Pulling an FMU all the way. I got it turned down, though.
Oh, so you don't have your Oinker. That's what I thought the feedback was.
No, I was going to play the guitar, but then it's like to try to find a place to plug it in this room after 3 months of total disarray. There's a lot of tumbleweed in here, and I was just trying to clear off my desk.
I'll bet. With a snow shovel.
That's about the vibe, actually. I'm just trying to go through all this junk. Business cards, guitar picks, Sinew tabs, Alka-Seltzer Plus. I really like that Alka-Seltzer Plus.
Yeah.
That's like a really good hangover deal.
Yeah, I don't know. Hangover Helper, I think, is my favorite.
Yeah, but this Alka-Seltzer Plus, you know, like they got it at 7-Elevens and stuff. They wouldn't, out there in America, they wouldn't let you sell anything called Hangover Helper.
Yeah, true.
It would acknowledge the fact of the deed in the first place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well. So you're thinking about going to the voodoo ceremony at St. Patrick's tonight?
Yeah. I don't know, I'm on again, off again.
So you guys got a thing about chickens.
That's a double domino deal, right?
Yeah, I got a thing about chickens, so I'm not going.
Oh, yeah. I got a thing about chickens, and Jack's got one in a pot over here.
Cool. Specialty de maison, man.
Yeah, we've been going for the meat-eater vibe. It's been good to be back in New York. I already sushi'd, pizza'd, Southwest chickened.
You Nathan's last night.
Nathan, oh man, last night.
It was great seeing a white cowboy hat at Nathan's.
Last night it was, this girl was 3 hot dogs, 1 hot Italian sausage with peppers and onions, some fries, a dozen beers, popcorn, yeah, that was right.
A little reverb. I think I did a dozen raw clams, potato knish, and a dozen beers and some champagne.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that champagne. You know what I liked at Nathan's were those super-duper industrial pumps that blow the mustard out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, that's like serious. Like, you could see them, you know, maybe the Army would have something.
Bruce
like that.
Went for the super-duper to-go beer cup.
Yeah, the soggy beer cup action with straw and lid.
Mm.
Made me feel young again.
Yeah, I probably would have squeezed that thing and then it would have exploded all over my loafers.
And what loafers they were.
The cowboy loafers.
Yeah. Self-inflicted loafers.
All right.
Well, that's kind of the vibe report. It's a sleepy clean up your room kind of vibe report. You know, there's a lot of these young college folks that are just getting back today, you know, and they've kind of been going through their room and then they're walking outside and changing their clothes every time they come home. And
what's the band t-shirt for this year's freshman class? I haven't quite figured it out.
I don't know, but the best t-shirt I saw in the Midwest, I don't think I could say what it said. Let's see, it had a picture of the American flag and said, hey, and then it had a word for the human rear end, try burning this one.
Sure.
That was kind of a good kind of a sort of conservative type of, you know, Midwest being all embroiled in the flag burning controversy.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's not art, dude. Well, I don't know. Low energy vibe, no electric guitar. My room's a mess. I can hear the magical music, and it's going to be fun to hang up.
Okay, Roscoe. Aloha.
See ya.
Easy there, big fella.
Oh, you know, it was good seeing a couple of those Wildcats showed up for that thing last night. It was, you could, you know, say that was a pretty excellent turnout.
Wildcats? Oh, the girl motorcycle club?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. I haven't seen them in a long time.
Yeah, there was a couple of them out there.
They were at the infamous squat party.
Right. I kept thinking we should have got a hold of Joan and brought her down to that thing. I think she would have liked it.
To dance in it.
Yeah.
Joan Jett for next year's Go-Go-Rama?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe she'd like to be a judge.
Yeah. A judge?
Yeah, tart, not bitter, right?
I wouldn't.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll catch you later. We'll see you at the Booze Pit 1 or 2.
Okay, guy.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Oh. Today is State of the Vibe Report. And that means it's time for the Vibe Set. And once again, I'm so glad that you guys, at least as we found out at the Hangover Hop, like the Vibe Set. Because this is what wakes up Bruce and Dan for sure.
Yeah.
So this next one, this is from the next upcoming, I guess it's coming out next week, Tuesday, supposedly, the Neil Young record. It is called Ragged Glory. Oh, Bruce was right. And I'm going to have to beep a word on this.
You can do this manually?
Yes, I'm going to do it.
Folks, this man has run the marathon so far this weekend.
I know my motive.
For you, the radio listeners, he's actually going to like operate the pause button manually throughout this song. So you're at home, double funky beast for the hound because he's making a big effort.
And as you've noticed, if you've been listening, that my motor skills are quite impaired by a hangover. And so
no question.
I'll apologize in advance if by God, a naughty word gets through.
If the word that girl had written on her belly last night makes it through.
Oh, the sister.
One that isn't suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, boy, she was
the
devastated.
Suck. The one who had suck across her stomach, it was written in those double slash SS signs.
Very nice.
That was amazing. I was trying to talk her into going down the boardwalk and getting it tattooed on her belly. But
my two new best friends.
Living the dream.
There it is, man.
Okay, let's kick it off with the Neil Meister.
Chinese.
ocean. You wanna put your wheels in motion. I got a tiger right here, my tank. The rhythm of honey, do it for Hank. Got no money. You look like you got big bucks, honey. I got something we can take to the bank. We'll cash it in, won't you do it for Hank? I don't care if you ain't that smart. I don't care about your cheating heart. Oh, honey, that ain't the part that I want. Won't you do it for Hank? I'm the seventh of the seven sons. Well, I'm a truck driving son of a gun. Well, I'm a world's forgotten boy. I love you, baby, you know what I like. Come on, honey, won't you just do it for me? A pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Come out. Well, I'm a world's forgotten boy. I love you, baby. You know what I like. Come on.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle
is the Hound,
the Eric Von Zipper of the airwaves, folks.
You stupids.
Way to give Neil the finger there, Hound.
Yeah, well.
You got to hear the tape of Neil talking about how he now no one will ever hear that song, and it's one of his favorite things he ever
did. I think it's my favorite Neil Young song.
I'll get you the tape this week.
It's right up there with Ambulance Blues in my book.
Yeah,
that was the world famous Blue Jays "Do It for Hank." Of all the Henry Fonda tributes, that's my favorite.
that is the most moving.
And they will be at Z Bar Avenue A and 13th Street tomorrow night for the Pinball Rock and Roll Jackpot Jamboree with the Pussy Willows and the Vacant Lot. Pussy Willows are on night music tonight.
They're repeating that night music at 3 in the morning on Channel 4.
The Pussy Willows backing up Bong Water.
Well, yeah, just the girls themselves, like, doing the chick singer thing with Bong Water.
Yeah.
They're making porpoise noises. Right, Lise?
And let's see, what else? We had Richard Hell and the Vodiotes featuring Bob the Animal Quine, Walk on the Water.
King of the Surf Guitar, Bob Quine.
The Yardbirds, Psycho Daisies. And we opened up with Neil Young, and I can't even tell you the title. Truckin' Up.
Why do I keep sucking up?
Yeah.
Why do I keep huckfaying?
Hey!
All our friends.
The Bonds is here.
I got a good story here, Han.
Now,
that I think you might like, or do you have something?
Go ahead.
Judges of that.
Okay. L.A., the drug war heats up in Los Angeles a little bit here. You know, are you aware that it is the first anniversary of President Bush's war on drugs?
Who won?
Is it over?
It's an ongoing war.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in the trenches.
Bodies piled up in mounds.
What if drugs and Iraq get together?
Civil rights activists were seething Thursday over a police chief's remarks that casual drug users, quote, ought to be taken out and shot. Police Chief Daryl F. Gates proposed
I agree.
Smoke a joint, lose your life approach.
That's a quote.
To law enforcement was called ridiculous by Ramona Ripston of American Civil Liberties Union.
Nothing to be taken casually. Serious drug users, now that's a whole other story. story.
He can't be serious, although he says he is, she said. The whole thing is absurd. Gates made his remark before a Senate hearing. This is on Senate records. In Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, the first anniversary of Bush's war on drugs.
You know, folks, when you're getting stoned with your senator this weekend, tell him what you think about this.
You
okay?
know, after the arms industry, the second biggest industry in L.A. is the entertainment industry. So if they applied that law equally with it for everybody.
Right to treatment, lose your life?
Yeah, it might clear up the traffic.
True.
Anyway, this goes on. He said the administration's drug strategy may not be perfect, but I think it is a good one. Gates added that casual drug users, quote, ought to be taken out and shot because such use in a drug war was tantamount to treason. I think a man in that respected position ought to be fired for such an outrageous and inhumane view, says the attorney director of NORML, the Organization for Reform of Pot Laws. To carry out such a proposal would mean that almost 50% of the American population would have to be killed.
Which some weeks it doesn't seem like such a bad idea.
that's a solution, one kind of solution. That's how many are using or have used pot. According to the latest National Household Survey on Drug Abuse, some 14.5 million Americans said they had used drugs in the past 30-day period. But apparently this guy's son had also had a drug problem. He was arrested for robbing a pharmacy, so I guess his son is
dead. Should be taken out and shot.
Dead meat.
Yeah. He gets to do it himself.
Anyway, California possession of 1 ounce or less of pot is $100. This wasn't the first time Gates made a sensational utterance.
Okay, we got the point.
In 1982, he discussed that this is the same guy, the police chokehold guy.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
His quote then was, "We may be finding that in some blacks, when the carotid chokehold, is applied, the veins or arteries do not open up as fast as they do on normal people."
Oh, that's why he killed the guy?
He later apologized for saying normal people.
Yeah.
Better police for a better police state.
Mm.
From America's funniest home video desk.
Do anything, go to jail.
A hired assassin averted her face and plugged her ears as a courtroom of spectators gasped in shock watching a videotape of her shooting a man tied to a tree,
belched
then grabbing him by the hair and delivering a final shot to his head. Deidre Hunt, age 21, has already admitted the October 20th assassination of Mark Ramsey, so why is there a trial going on? In a tangled murder-for-hire
plot.
Over
the video rights.
Oh. Her ex-boyfriend, Newman Taylor, testified yesterday. She bragged about the killing. She says, "Do you know what it feels like to grab someone by their hair and blow their brains out? It feels good." The state is seeking the death penalty.
Is she single?
The videotape shows Hunt as she steps forward, pulls a silencer-equipped 22 caliber pistol from her waistband and checks it. She raises her right arm and fires three times rapidly. The guy tied to the tree grunts at the first bullet, grunts again, raises his left leg in agony, slumps forward, groaning, "God." How many takes do you think it took him to get it?
I don't know.
And then Hunt lifts Ramsey's head by the hair, places the gun to his temple, and fires again. Now, how did this all end up on videotape? Hunt,
say stupid things later.
Rick Little was there?
It was like a tryout. This guy, Photopopoulos, wanted his wife shot, but he wanted to get her to shoot somebody else first to prove she can do it and then get it on videotape so she couldn't squeal on him. Geniuses down there in Florida.
Whoa.
Yeah, WFMU, East Orange.
With you in mind.
I better do one of these public service announcements. I haven't picked one out yet.
Better, you're going to get tied to a tree out in the yard.
Oh, we kind of got one here, huh? I don't know. It kind of goes on, though. I'll have to edit this one.
No, Dan.
find the legal information or advice you're looking for in Women's Legal Rights in New Jersey, a new booklet published by the Northwest Jersey Women's Center in Hackettstown. Single copies are $6 plus $1.25 postage for your copy, or for more information, call 852-9365 during regular business hours. That's the Northwest New Jersey Regional Women's Center.
WFMU, we do it all for you all.
Yes, and it's time for Blues Hangover, I think, for those of you who really need it. We got one queued up by Birmingham Jones. Drinking again. Okay. How unusual. It's scratchy, but it's a lot.
Some people like to drink and gamble. Some people like to act a clown.
can gamble. Some people like to act a clown. Well, I ain't a type. I just want to sell down.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Trip.
Ain't a little mama boogie, but the same as I'm gonna get it free, I'm gonna dig it gas.
Thank you.
indeed, Wild back in the States.
Right. Hound here. That was today's Blues Hangover. Howlin' Wolf with the, it sounded like a ska horn section that must have got lost on their way back to Jamaica.
Swimming to Jamaica.
Tired of Crying from some weird bootleg. A lot of requests for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning Hopkins with a very scratchy version of the Big Mama Jump. W. Harris, Low Down, Dirty Shame. Little Walter, Come Back Baby. And we open up with Birmingham Jones and Drinking Again. Let's see, one FMU-related news story. Wild Girl wants her listeners to know she's not going to be on the air for the next, our next schedule, which lasts 8 months. So that's a drag.
8 months without.
Hopefully she'll be doing lots of fill-ins and stuff, but 8 months without. Wouldn't get, you know. Do you think
so much for getting up early on Thursdays.
Well, I think that was it. She couldn't get up early anymore. It was just destroying her life.
I couldn't.
They wouldn't give her a better, you know, time slot.
Uh-huh.
Although, well, we won't talk about it on the air. Back to the news.
Silly politics.
Pigeon shoot. Three state troopers were injured and 25 people arrested during an annual live pigeon shoot Monday after protesters rushed onto a field and tried to free the caged birds. Several fistfights broke.
Shooting them in cages? Is that the idea?
They let them go and then they shoot them.
Huh.
Several fistfights broke out, a skunk was thrown at demonstrators, and one protester kicked out the windshield of a car before state police stopped the protest at the 57th Fred Coleman Memorial Shoot in Higgins, Pennsylvania. Participants pay to shoot birds released from cages, and the proceeds are used to maintain a park in this small east central Pennsylvania town. See, what they do is if you put breadcrumbs on the ground, they let them out of the cages, they'll just kind of wander around. They're kind of easier to shoot that way.
They kind of look at you 14, as you game.
14 people with fake blood dripping from their mouths ran onto the field at different times to free the animals.
Fake blood?
Spectators chanted, "Shoot," as state police tried to handcuff the demonstrators. "It was getting out of control," said state police spokesperson Tom Lyon. He called in a state helicopter for an extra show of force.
To drop more skunks.
Competitors using shotguns stood about 20 yards from the birds, which released one at a time from metal cages. After a group of birds were shot, a group of trapper boys ran out of the field to retrieve them. The children would wring the birds' necks or pull their heads off if they were fluttering on the ground wounded. Dead birds were put in a barrel to be used as fertilizer. An estimated 4,800 birds were killed Monday. Tammy Cox, a mother of three children, said she is sick of the yearly display by protesters and told them to take care of their own backyards. "Our churches are packed on Sundays. We have more churches than barrooms, so we must be doing something right."
Pigeons.
Jack Keating, a 30-year-old shooter, said protesters don't realize that shooting pigeons is just like shooting rats with wings. Tim Leese, age 12, sporty little fellow, had a t-shirt that said, "Save a pigeon, kill a protester." "They're retarded," a seventh grader said. "They should protest something else." Signs read, "Small men, big guns, stop the slaughter, and killing for fun is sick." My cat...
killing for sick is fun.
Tries to get pigeons on the fire escape. She's only gotten one over the years.
Yeah, well, you gotta buy her a bigger gun.
No, that's because I'm out there protesting.
Oh.
Otherwise, she'd probably get one. Anyhow, what do you got there, Denois?
Well, I guess it's this weekend. Chrome Domes gather in Moorhead City. There's a annual meeting, 17th annual meeting of the Bald is Beautiful Convention.
Mm-hmm.
Bald-headed Men of America, 20,000 member organization. Anyway, about 200 bright and shining members are coming from as far away as England to trade bald jokes and hold such contests as the Solar Dome competition for best tanned head.
Don't they have mass listenings to Richard Hell and Lloyd Cole records as well?
I think what the coolest look for a bald guy is the flesh headband with a dot painted on top of your head.
Yeah. Society two together making a butt.
Anyhow, the president of this organization says society takes baldness too seriously. I guess we're not society here, and that can lead to some not so funny consequences.
Skunk trolling. Of course.
At 15, this guy was already well on his way to baldness. Amr Bey.
He was pulling his hair out over finals.
He founded the organization after being turned down for a job by a large Atlanta financial institution. Even though he was just out of college, they turned him down because he wasn't youthful enough because he was bald. Along with the Gags, conventioneers this weekend will participate in workshops on baldness, self-esteem, and sexuality. Final quote, what's in the head is more important than what's on top of it.
As we say in the plumbing business.
It took me a minute to get it, you know. Oh, my brain's walking sideways. All right, let's go right into some more stupid old records. Got one by Troy Ferguson at the Jamboree.
I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No,
never again. It's just as finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chick crust. Yeah.
What? She's in town? Hot's killing mama is in town? What? Really? She still stay the same place? Yeah! Hot's killing mama, I love you. Hot's killing mama, hot's killing mama, please. Hot's killing mama, come to steal. Hot's killing mama on the way. Hot's killing mama on the way. I'm coming, yeah, coming, hot's killing mama. I'm coming, baby, coming, hot's killing mama. I open the door. Down the stairs. I ran to my car. Ah! Walked up the stairs. Knocked on Hot's killing mama door. Nobody answered at the door. Knocked harder on the door. Nobody answered at the door. Knocked harder on the door. And then she opened the door. And she was inside there with a meal. And I said to her, Hot's killing mama, I love you. Hot's killing mama, I love you. Hot's killing mama, I need you. Hot's killing mama, please. Hot's killing mama, won't you? Hot's killing mama, got to have you. Come on, baby, come on. Hot's killing mama. Come on, hey, come on. Hot's killing mama. There she was, standing there. my hot skinned mama. Her lips was like a hypnopotam lips. Her nose was like an elephant's snout. Her hair was kinky, don't you? And you bet not try to comb it. Her jaws hung down by her knees. But most of all, she was built like an old base film. And I said to her, hot skin mama, love it. Hot skin mama, need it. Hot skin mama, please. Hot skin mama, want me. Hot skin mama, gotta have it. Hot skin mama, baby. Hot skin mama. Hot skin mama. Hot skin mama. Hot skillet mama, hot skillet mama, hot, hot skillet mama.
Yeah,
it's entirely different. No, we don't.
This will be Wildlife 30, take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. You say credit? And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken at Church Farm. Yet, tender and juicy. Credit? Okay.
That's
right, credit.
Take two.
Now you have two. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but yes. Now you have yourself. Now you have. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Get that scratch off of there and quit looking at it.
What?
Yeah, real crusty. Real what? What kind of damn crispy crust? It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp. New extra crispy. I thought I said that.
Well, I love you long. I love you true. I love you strong. Yes, I love you. But baby, only get pregnant. I love you great. I love you fine. I'll say I'm yours if you say you're mine. But baby, only get pregnant. Baby, don't have no baby. I can't take it when I ask, when will the day be? Well, I love you long, I love you short, but I don't want to end up in no court. So baby, only get pregnant. Well, I love you, babe. I scream it out loud. But two is company and three's a crowd. So, baby, only get pregnant. Well, I love kids. I think that's plain. But I don't love kids. That ain't toilet trains. Baby, only get pregnant. Sweetie, don't have no tweet. I let some other guy be a daddy. I ain't greedy. Well, I depend on you. I always will. Cause I'm too scared to take a pill. Baby, only get pregnant. Be my pup, but you ain't no door. Don't get knocked up, baby. Only get pregnant. Please don't get me in some big chair. Baby, check that diaphragm. Baby, only get pregnant.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. It every bit as finger-licking good. No, every bit as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do it again, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. You don't miss a soon, do you, for Christ's sake? We're rolling.
This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, but I got it.
No, 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 my darling. Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, I'm going to miss you. We caught them last week. Hank's in fine form.
They were good?
They were great. They were fantastic. It was a really nice chat with Hank. He seems to be recovering well from tragedy and looking amazing as always.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of good photo opportunities last week because it wasn't that crowded because of Labor Day weekend. Tommy's going to try to hire back Calvin Green, the original guitar player in the Midnighters. They got playing a solo on that.
Beauty.
So we heard William Taylor, Baby Don't Get Pregnant. The J-Tones with Gasoline. Mm-hmm. Yoko Hammond with Sun Ra and his orchestra, Hot Skillet Mama.
Whoa. Really?
Whoa. Yeah, they're playing tomorrow at the Cat Club. Not Yoko Hammond, but Sun Ra and his orchestra. You can yell for Hot Skillet Mama. You can try yelling for Muck Muck.
Yeah, and you might get something thrown at you from the stage. Sequins on it, but what can you do?
Troy Ferguson with At the Jamboree opened it up. Also tomorrow night is the Jays, World Famous Blue Jays with Roscoe and the Power Assist over at that Z-Bar, the Pussy Willow's Vacant Lot. Try that one. That's a good one. Is there anything else going on this week? You know of anything? You guys have a gig next week, right, Bruce?
Something, yeah. Okay, if this doesn't enhance my personal whatever, we're playing in Allentown on Friday night, and then at the Space at Chase, which I have mixed reports on, with the Vacant Lot once again, and Ward Dotson's band, the Liquor Giants. They might be Young Marble Liquor Giants, I believe, and some other group that I forget. Mm. So, thrills galore, folks.
Details as they unfold.
Yeah, we'll chat it up next Saturday when I'll be even more hungover.
Dan Squaw, you got a news story there? You that you're cold clutching in your hands there?
I didn't really run this one down. I don't know. It's just the Hell's Angels thing.
In the middle of that.
Grease and leather. But Bruce got something here from the sports desk.
Yeah, from the
sports and crime desk. Chicago, two men trying to steal home plate from Comiskey Park got tagged yesterday by police who were trying to keep fans from carrying away pieces of the nation's oldest baseball stadium before it closes for good this month. The pair was caught trying to slip out of the park shortly after 1 a.m., but game day fans have been bolder. They've tried hiding in departing crowds with chairs, bathroom fixtures, quote, anything that's not nailed down, according to Dominic Rizzi, a nice Irish boy, chief of security at Comiskey. The 80-year-old stadium, home of the Chicago White Sox, is scheduled to close September 30th, which is a crime. Its replacement is going up across the street and opens next spring. Security forces off-duty police officers is being increased as the season wanes, says Rizzi, who declined to provide specific figures. Yesterday's case where these two clowns went over a 12-foot wall using a ladder, pried home plate loose, and were leaving with it under their jacket when security guards saw them and called police. One of the men was caught after throwing the plate over the outside wall and dropping down after it. The other was arrested in the park. So there you go. Sport of Kings. Theft.
Sal, what do you want to eat? No food concepts yet? You're going to the Yankee game, right?
I'm going to dine out with the Oakland A's.
Den, are you down for some carbo-loading?
Carbo-loading? I don't know. I got to talk to Alice.
You and Alice and Wally are going wilding tonight, right?
We got to load up on carbo.
Wilding the white guy away in cars?
Yeah.
Down having a way across the sidewalk?
And you got to get Wolfgang, the Rottweiler, and Steve Bennett in the front car.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, anybody who came to Gogorama last night who didn't get in, we'd like to apologize. It sold out.
Particularly and I guess
when our friends come down and can't even get in.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty bad.
But
it was weird because the place emptied out and they could have loaded more people in.
At the end, they definitely could have. Evidently, they turned away. Hayes figured somewhere between 50 and 100 people.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
We'll have it in a bigger place next time.
But it was a good party out on the boardwalk, too.
Oh, it was like the most insane party I've ever been to.
Watching the girls come out for a breath of air, all sweaty and
freeze up.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
it's like all of the
everything
people that
kind of stood up and tightened. Yeah,
yeah, kind of saluted.
I saw Sally get the cop and the cop's horse turned around and looked at her and came out for air.
I don't know. I still really liked Addison's gaffer slave. I thought she was one of the best looking ones there. She never even got up on stage except to tape things.
Well, there you go.
There you go, folks.
Bruce likes the working girls.
There it is.
Hal likes the dancing girls.
Yeah, I'm 20.
All right, I think we got time for the A-bomb set. We got a lot of requests for this. So this is sort of like, we've run through so much material in 5 years, and people who haven't been listening for 5 years missed a lot of the good stuff in the first few. So we can do like a great
to prevent mass suicide.
No. So to make my job easier, we'll go play some stuff you probably heard a lot of it before. But it's our A-bomb set.
Yeah, I might have covered a lot of it before.
Minus 4, -3, -2, -1, blast off!
was a whistle. You got a rolling rock. Come on, baby, everyone's doing the bam-bam. Well, you gotta feel that beat. Oh, man, it sure is neat. It's got me tapping my feet all up and down the street. That's the stuff I eat. That wonderful A-bomb beat. When you hear the missile whistle, you gotta roll and rock. Well, baby, when you hear the missile whistle, you gotta roll and rock. Come on, baby, everyone's doing the A-bomb bomb.
This is a hit!
You know now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb, and no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive. 1949, USA got very wise. They found that a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. People got worried over the land, just like the people in Japan. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. Sure don't know about the rainbow sign. Won't be water but fire next time.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
And
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
Now don't you get worried, bear in mind, trust King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, joy divine, with my Savior on the line. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. He said he would, and I believe he will. He'll fight your battle if you keep still.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, hey,
maybe come.
Hey, 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 my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one's been worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
The navigator had me perfectly lined up with the target. When I touched in with my sight, I could clearly see the city of Hiroshima within my bomb sight. Then I clutched in and took the run, and I felt the bump of the airplane. I was greatly relieved because I knew the unit had gone from the airplane that we had successfully delivered. It meant so much to the Army Air Forces, American science, and industry.
Mm-hmm.
blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Atomic bomb.
Well, a rocket passed me. I climbed up a tree. Just then, some got hold of me in the tree. He shot on off, stratosphere,
6,000 miles away from here. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. A hydrogen, electrocrating atomic bomb.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, that's it. That's the A-bomb set. Like, that's the whole show. Sonny Russell.
So I guess that decides what we're having for dinner. Three slices of atomic bread, right?
Yeah. Sonny Russell with 50 megatons. H-bomb Ferguson, rock H-bomb rock. Al Rex with hydrogen bomb. The Pilgrim Travelers, Jesus hits like an atom bomb. We were left with Mike Fern and the Del Royals and the A-bomb bop.
White Castles also hit like
all
an
right,
atom bomb.
All right, that's it. The Lord, the Crick.
Pinball, folks. Decaf, pinball.
Yeah. Jay wants everyone to know that the Jays aren't going to be playing again for a few months, and it's Albert's last show as a bachelor tomorrow night.
So, girls, I think you know what to do.
All right, they'll brute you off to the Yankee game. We're going to eat the focaccia. Old standby. Lack of imagination choice. Denwa's going wild.
With Wally and Alice.
Layla's in for Lorius. Lorius is in for Layla.
Good job last night, Layla.
The Lord, the Crick, let's get out of here.